Knife Nights, the album One Time Mirage, with Light Up Ahead, Time Mirage, featuring, among others, Shabazz Palaces, Port Ray, Gerald Hunter, Darius Wilrich, and OC Notes.
Join Quebec Music Parallèle for three straight nights of jazz and new music in Montreal. Tuesday, October 11th, the Yves Charruet Trio, along with Marianne Trudel and Karen Young at the Lion d'Or. Wednesday, October 12th, Plante with New Person Les Oreilles and No High Banda at the Sala Rosa. Thursday, October 13th, Ivan Nonet and Mathieu Staller at Le Ministère. Tickets available on the venue websites. A CKUT co-presentation.
Cinema Politica Concordia is thrilled to invite you to the screening of Category Women. Join us on Monday, October 17th at 7 p.m. for the special screening of an award-winning film that works to expose the sports industrial complex, an industry controlled by men who put women's lives at risk. This film visits athletes around the world, including a profile on 18-year-old South African runner Caster Semenya. This event will take place on Monday, October 17th, 7 p.m. at room H110 in Concordia's Hall Building, 1455 de Maisonneuve West. The venue is wheelchair accessible and donations are kindly encouraged. For info, cinemapolitica.org or find us on social media. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
On the Mothership Cassette Archives, celebrating 25 years of funky revolutions, episode 22, from our 2019 series, Funk, Jazz, and the Meanings of Afrofuturism, this is part one, Afrofuturism, some definitions. On CKUT 90.3 FM, my name is Khalid, and we continue with the introduction and first real jump into the Afrofuturist vibes that we can picture from the 1950s to today in various forms and genres. Different aspirations, different, kind of orientations, colors, and themes. The term itself, though, comes from about 1993, from an article written by Mark Derry, Black to the Future. Interviews with Samuel A. Dalny, science fiction writer, one of the few black ones at the time, Greg Tate, a cultural theorist and professor, also linguist, Trisha Rose. And it's here that he terms it. He wrote his article because he wondered why a science fiction genre adapted and focused on the other and alienation didn't have more black writers. And he wrote, "This is especially perplexing in light of the fact that African Americans, in a very real sense, are the descendants of alien abductees. They inhabit a sci-fi nightmare in which unseen but no less impassable force fields of intolerance frustrate their movements. Official histories undo what has been done, and technology is too often brought to bear on black bodies. Branding, forced sterilization, the Tuskegee experiment, and tasers come readily to mind." And it's here that he would propose Afrofuturism, writing, "Speculative fiction that treats African-American themes and addresses African-American concerns in the context of a 20th century technoculture, and more generally African-American signification that appropriates images of technology and a prosthetically enhanced future, might, for want of a better term, be called Afrofuturism. The notion of Afrofuturism gives rise to a troubling antinomy. Can a community whose past has been deliberately rubbed out and whose energies have subsequently been consumed by the search for legible traces of its history imagine possible futures?" From the coining of the term in 1993, Mark Derry and Black to the Future.
We'll be right back. of Americanism are waking up.
Assalamu alaikum, black man, time to make a stand, time to wake up and time to make a plan and band together like China. We need to find a better form of unity, then we'll be in the right path, on the right track, darker light black. Don't let them tell you it's wrong to fight back.
Come on!
But the enemy is not your brother. It's that other motherfucker, the one that faded, robbed and degraded you. And he don't like to see you've made it through the bullshit that came with being a brother man, stolen from the motherland, placed in another land 400 and some odd years ago. Till about the time we were Afros, we've come so far, so fast from what they called the past. But that just passed, and with the last in line for justice, what's this? Nah, man, that ain't gonna work. Yo, bust this black to the future, back to the past. History is a mystery, cause it has all the info. You need to know where you're from, why you're coming. That'll tell you where you go.
We gotta unite. We gotta work together in unity and harmony.
Black to the future.
Come on.
A poet with soul, brothers and sisters, let's step together and sing. Just think about the outcome. We know where we're going because we know where we came from. A united state of mind, but not the kind that the United States government thinks.
Nope.
They don't practice what they preach. Maybe they don't believe in those false beliefs themselves. And I can tell because they look scared to see us coming up, because they're not prepared for a new breed of leaders, eager and fired up and tired of the lies that you feed us. So we just
what?
Got together like one nation under a roof. Getting down in the funk of it and move and start a movement of self-improvement. And before you know it, you went black to the future.
The F-U-C, you are me. Black to the F-U-C, you are me. Black to the F-U-C, you are me. Black to the F-U-C, you are me.
Black to the future.
The F-U-C, you are me. Black to the F-U-C, you are me. Black to the F-U-C, you are me. Black to the F-U-C, you are me.
And come in on a positive black tip. Hit all my brothers and sisters to the real deal. With unity and knowledge, I feel we'll uprise. Who knows what lies ahead? But you can't see if you're living with shut eyes. So realize, united we stand, divided we fall, provided we all heed the call. Coming from the Muslim or the Rasta man, two forms of a positive black man. W.E.B., the boys in Booker T., King and X, Farrakhan and Jesse. Men with means that differ, but their goals were equal, to uplift African people through violence or nonviolence. I don't care, as long as we get there. Where? Black to the future. Black to the future. Black to the future. Black to the future.
What a fucking person.
Hey, brother, excuse me, man. I don't mean to bother you, man, but I just, brother, you think I can get a little bit of change from you?
Some change, man?
Yeah, man, I just need a little bit of change, man, and give me something to drink, man. That's all I want, man.
All right, man, I'm gonna give you this change, man, but I want you to listen to me for a second, all right?
All right, man, good. What you got to say?
Brothers are always talking about change. Brothers will change their clothes to go out the street and make some quick change. A brother might even kill another brother over the wrong change. Brothers change from men to women. Brothers change their hair from natural to that damn Jerry curl. Brothers even change their eyes, man. Brothers always talking about change, going through changes, 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 changes. When it comes time for a real change, brothers change their mind, man.
Oh, man, oh, I hear you, man. Hey, man, give me more things than I had for a moment.
Paying homage to the inspiration for the title of Mark Derry's article that would propose the term Afrofuturism on CKUT from 1989. Well, Just a Poet with a Soul was the album from Def Jeff and Black to the Future.
While discussing the conundrum, as we just had from Mark Derry and his questioning and why, and exploring this term of Afrofuturism, recognizing that science fiction was generally dominated, well, both in visually and literarily in literature, by white kind of capitalist points of view, whether dystopic or utopic, and that there was a different vision. And beyond just the visions of, you know, the future and its technology, he recognized an ongoing and past tradition. He wrote, "American voices have other stories to tell about culture, technology, and things to come. If there is an Afrofuturism, it must be sought in unlikely places, constellated from far-flung points. Glimpses of it can be caught on in Jean-Michel Basquiat's paintings such as Molasses, which features a pie-eyed, snaggle-toothed robot, in movies such as John Sayles' The Brother from Another Planet and Lizzie Borden's Born in Flames, in records such as Jimi Hendrix's Electric Ladyland, George Clinton's Computer Games, Herbie Hancock's Future Shock, Bernie Worrell's Blacktronic Science, and the intergalactic big band jazz churned out by Sun Ra's Omniverse Orchestra, Parliament Funkadelic's Dr. Zeusian Astro Funk, and Lee Scratch Perry's dub reggae, which at its eeriest sounds as if it were made of dark matter and recorded in the crushing gravity field of a black hole, Angel Gabriel and the Space Boots as a typical title. Afrofuturism percolates through black written, black drawn, comics, and throughout literature. It's at that space in music that we're going to examine and continue examining in the next few weeks. And so let's just go to one of the guys who really was doing it before many others, Sun Ra, from the 1950s on, crucial to the 1960s, 70s intergalactic presentations of Sun Ra. He did a film in 1974 where he explores, and part of the message is that blackness itself is a myth. It's a vision, it's a construction and an ideology. Space allowed an escape, new visions and hopes. This is the soundtrack to, well, that 1974 as he emerges to tell the children of another vision. Space is the place. Sun Ra and the intergalactic planetary vocal orchestra, and space is the place.
Times, yeah. Space is the place.
Secret savings from the trip north or up south. We entered the new cities. They were not ready for us. Those on the great rivers, the lakes, they were clean then, somewhat pure. You could even drink from them, and the fish lived there in abundance. We came by backseat greyhounds and special trains. Up south came us. To become a part of the pot that was supposed to melt, it did, and we burned. And we burned into something new and different and unknown. We acquired a new ethic, a new morality, a new history. And we lost much, we lost that was. We became Americans, the best, the real, and blindly adopted America's heroes as our own. Our minds wouldn't function. What was wrong? It couldn't have been the air, it was clean then. Today, from the clouds it looked back, C-16 sitting the bird with the golden wings. We came and were different shades of darkness and brought our music and dance. That which wasn't polluted, we took on the language, manners, mores, dress, and religion of the people with the unusual color. Into the 20th century, we won the rubber stamp of poor common. But the music was ours. The dance was ours. And then it was hip. It was hip to walk, talk, and act a certain neighborhood way. We wore 24-hour sunglasses and called our woman baby, our woman. We wished her something else, and she became that wish. She developed into what we wanted. She not only reflected her, but reflected us, was a mirror of our death desires. We failed to protect or respect her, and no one else would. And we didn't understand why she be doing the things she don't do. The 60s brought us black. At different levels, different colors, we searched. While some of us pissed into the wind, we tasted a new, turned our head into a new direction, new colors, and turned to greatness. So greatness becomes our new values. Oh, like telling your daughter she's beautiful and meaning that V boom, V boom. You're gonna do it, Jim. Boom. You're gonna jump around and star the world, black man. Go to space, man. All you gotta do is think space thoughts. You slick, Jim. Yes, you is. Slicker than an oil slick. Yes, you is. Just been sliding in the wrong direction. Click. Be a new world picture. Click, click. Black man, click. Become black man. Become tomorrow. Tomorrow. Space from the old thoughts into the new. The new. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Click. Design your own neighborhoods. Zoom. Teach your own children. Zoom, zoom. It can be. Build your own city. Zoom, zoom. It can be. Feed your own people. Zoom, zoom. It can be. Watch out, world, greatness is coming. Click, click, protect your own communities and zoom, zoom, it can be. Create, black man, walk through the world as if your world itself. Click, be an extension of everything beautiful and powerful. Click, click, hey, black man, look like you be named something like Earth, Sun, or Mountain. Go ahead, universe, zoom, zoom, zoom. Click, click, be it, black man. We'll be right back.
historical extremes on funky revolutions of the Afro-futurist vibe in jazz. Two explicit icons, the first from 1974, Sun Ra, a video film, short film anyways, called Space is the Place, released also as a single. And then Nicole Mitchell, flautist, curator, publisher, militant, and cultural collaborator based in Chicago, longtime member of the creative associations such as the AACM, and also a longtime collaborator with Third World Press. That second selection that we heard, in fact, is her and the publisher of Third World Press from Chicago, Haki R. Madhubuti. The album Liberation Narratives from about 2017 and Black Man Unfinished. Nicole Mitchell, an espoused and embracer of Afrofuturism in different ways and different forms, explicitly with a work based on sci-fi writer Octavia Butler from the 1960s and 70s Black tradition, as well as through her collaborations with other artists, both older and new, poets and explorers. Nicole Mitchell will be the subject of a bigger expose a little later in one of our series coming up on Afrofuturism. Black Man Unfinished, though, this poetry and concept of reimagining and liberating from the album Liberation Narratives. In a May 2017 article with All About Jazz, the website, she explained in terms of her perspective on the black arts. She said, "A long time ago, I worked at Third World Press. I spent 13 years working there. It's the oldest African-American book publishing company in the country, and I spent time reading manuscripts when they were coming. And I discovered that there were really three kinds of black art in terms of how people approached it. One is reflective, where they focus on helping us to remember very important things about our history, is constantly being written by someone else or ignored. So if you're not assertive in retelling a history that's not considered mainstream, it's not going to be remembered. Then I would say that the majority of black artists are focused on the present and kind of showing us what we're looking at and giving us a big picture of how things are and maybe what needs to be changed, a kind of social commentary. And then the last group of artists, which is the smallest group, are visionary, and they try to give us more of a vision of what things can be so that we can move forward into it. And I would say that there are starting to be more artists in this category, now more than ever, though if you look back, it's always been the smallest group of people. And it's that group that I've been aiming to contribute to in terms of my sense of identity as an artist. So that means, in a way, kind of putting these three things together, which I think the Art Ensemble of Chicago and Sun Ra define very well, really well, the concept of ancient to future. And now we have this huge focus on the concept of Afrofuturism that's happening in the last 5 or 10 years, even though there has been artists with those ideas for decades more, you know. But now it has a name and people are focusing on it. That's what we're doing a little bit on CKT, less the sci-fi elements, more the tradition, the infusions and informations that one generation and their political aspirations and search for identity and protestations might have engendered in the funk jazz tradition. The mothership connection. Well, if there was anything that was Afrofuturist, it's that, the mothership and the flights we take together, as explored, well, by various DJs, musicians throughout the time of jazz funk experiments. On CKUT 90.3 FM, as usual, too much music to get through in this story I wanted to tell, but we'll continue where we're going anyways over the next few weeks. This next set shows a little bit that past to future that Nicole Smith Mitchell was talking about. We'll return to her work and some of her visions a little more explicitly in the next few weeks. But over time, many artists, explicitly Sun Ra, but a number of artists and movements, that kind of secular groove, whether it's jazz experiment or pure funk, it's that kind of vibe that has ridden through a number of decades, bringing us onto even today and the works that we saw a few months ago, like Idrissa Akomor. On CKUT 90.3 FM, this set is that jazz through three generations or so. One group that can definitely be said to have explored the space, intergalactic funk, is the Oneness of Juju. On CKUT 90.3 FM, this is Space Jungle Funk.
Quebec Music Parallel is proud to present Rebetica by Andy Moore from The X with Yanis Kyriakides. Also featured, the Bozzini Quartet with Andy Moore performing Yanis Kyriakides' cassettes. It's all happening live in downtown Montreal at the Espace Orange in the Edifice Wilder at Blurry and St. Catharines. Show happens on October 16th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available on the Espace Orange website. A CKUT co-presentation.
Thank you.
shush face. Certainly no Afrofuturism going on here. This is retrograde behavior, girls. CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. I was Khalid. Episode 1, more explicitly, Funk and Jazz and the Meaning of Afrofuturism. We heard, two in the past. We'll hear one from the future. Jazz Men, I guess, creators. We heard Oneness of Juju, the Collectives, and Space Jungle Funk. And then from 1974, the title track to Azar Lawrence's Aspirations, Bridge to the New Age, part of the vibe that we're exploring with Afrofuturism. A young man who hasn't perhaps explored the or embraced the cybernetic elements of the Afrofuturist movement, but certainly has taken up the torch of the groove and the jazz, and that is Kamasi Washington. I leave you with his 3-CD opus, Heaven and Earth, and the Multiverse, reminding you, as usual, free your mind, a collective ass will follow. I'll see you next week for episode 2 of Jazz, Funk, and the Meaning of Afrofuturism. Every single rule.
carry me home.
What is home?
Carry me home.
What is that?
Carry me home.
What are you looking for? What is home? What is that? Where is home? Is it fair?
Fuck the language, bitch, fuck the prison industrial complex, yeah. The hinterland metropolis, genetically modified economy tied fishnets, yeah. Pillaging the oceans under the demands
of- To Hotel the Blues, you're on 90.3 CKUT FM. To get tonight's program started off, we're going to turn to the king and perhaps one of my favorite kings of the blues scene. Here he is, Freddie King, playing his number, I'd Rather Be Blind.
What time is it now, please?
3:58, Dad.
You gonna put the radio on CKUT?
Sure, Dad.
Na 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 na. Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, stretch your rule. Whoa, whoa. Yes, stretch your rule. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my name is Vern Mato. And I live in Montreal, Canada. And every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.